emotional situation, and we are going to take that energy and put it to good use. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey, am I right?
Yeah.
My name is Kamal Uchalfani, and we are here because we are concerned with the developments at WBAI, but there are some things that we have to begin with. First thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but we are not alone in here tonight. There's a lot of us. Not only are there a lot of us, but there are more people outside and more on the way. We have to, for that reason, pay attention to certain things. One of those things being the fact we cannot block those fire exits. We have to make sure that these walkways are clear. We do not want to stimulate a fire hazard. So, if you find yourself in front of a fire exit, please clear it. If you need to come and sit down up front, if you find a space, stick your name on it and claim it. All right? I've just been informed that you can sit on the stage. Any place that there is space, you can fill it. All right? Please pass that, for those in the back, pass that to the people in the hallway. Now, as that fills up, we want to try not to block those walkways or the doorways. Right? All right. I don't know how long my voice is going to last like this, but... But listen, on a serious note, again, this is a painful situation. We have some work to do. And part of that work, we're going to need you to pay attention and participate, because this is not a joyride. This is a working meeting. All right? So first thing is, I have some sign-in sheets. I really need you guys to sign this. Can you handle that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put them on this side and that side. Please sign them, all right?
Yeah.
Right? Emails, phone numbers, PO box, blood type.
Blood type.
All right. Here we go. My final instruction is that as we move along, it can get a little more emotional. It can get a little more jubilant in here, but please try to contain that wonderful energy that you have so that we can get the maximum productivity. Is everybody with me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Who is the power with?
People.
Who is the power with?
People.
All right. Let's get started. Give yourself a hand for being here.
All right.
Because of the magnitude of this crowd, I could have handled this by myself, but, you know. So, we have four co-chairs, and right now we're going to introduce ourselves to you. I will start by saying my name is Kamal Uchalfani. I live in New Jersey. I represent the escaping faction from across the water. I contribute to WBAI as a producer. And I also produce a radio and TV show called The Learning Tree in New Jersey. Next up,
greetings. My name is Mitchell Cohen. I'm here representing the People's Republic of Brooklyn. I also work with the Greens and the No Spray Coalition. Just to let you know, somebody I've been told is going to be passing around a box so that in the course of this we can collect enough money for all the types of organizing activities that are going to be going on. I know Kamal said that this is a very trying time for a lot of people. It's also a time of amazing opportunity. It's a time when we've been organizing, where people are taking back our station from the corporate motherfuckers who are trying to take control of it. And we'll be having some speakers focus on who those people are and who they should be about a little bit down the road. The next co-host is Kathy Davis.
And as well, I have been hosting Heart of Mind. And I'm very concerned about WBAI, but not so concerned now that I see all of you here. And I realize that we are really one family. One being, one family. Together we're going to be able to, I won't say take control, but shepherd the mission of WBAI. So thank you for coming.
My name is Tom Ross. I'm working on the Concerned Friends Committees, the Research and Media Committee.
Can people hear in the back?
Hi, my name is Tom Ross. I'm working on the Friends Group and in the Research Committee and Media Committee. And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody for coming out here. It's really great to see the show of support. I'm an artist of 20 years, an activist of about 15 to 20 years, and a listener for longer than that. And what brought me down here in the midst of a number of different things that I was doing was the sense that there was this immediate threat to the station. And I'm sure that's what brought a lot of people down here. I feel that this struggle is one of the most important things that we can do as people who are supporting any kind of political agenda or activist movement, because it has to do with the source of the information that informs a lot of the activities that we do as activists or as people in our everyday lives, working conscientiously to support the things that we want to support. So, again, I just want to thank everybody for being here, and we're going to get on with the discussions at this point. I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Patty Hadley, who's going to be talking about the overall situation. Thanks for coming. Let's go.
It's basically a multi-million dollar corporate takeover. In around 1995 or 96, the Pacifica Foundation instituted a five-year plan. At that time, was Pat Scott was the executive director, to be followed by Lynn Chadwick, who is no longer with us, and now we have Bessie Walsh. There was a move at that point to the right, because they were searching for funds by foundations and also to ensure that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting funds would keep coming in. In February, we jump forward to February 1999, the nail in the coffin was that the national board voted to become self-elected. Before, it was two board members from each listener's area, which that would make 10, because it was five stations, and then a few at-large members. Our board members in New York City, Frank Millspaugh and Andrea Sisco, were ordered by the local advisory board, suggested that they vote against this move, and they did not. They voted for this move. So in February 1999 is when they became self-elected. And that was basically, in my opinion and many people's opinion, the beginning of the end. Moved to July 1999, or in June, the firing of the general manager at KPFA in Berkeley, California. There was a takedown because it was announced by this email. I'm sure many people have heard about it by now. The email talks about selling KPFA or WBAI. And this was what brought on the takedown in KPFA out in Berkeley and a closure for the 23-day lockout by armed guards. Well, Pacifica got a lot smarter than that this time, you know, because This caused a lot of problem. It cost them $500,000, which they're making KPFA pay for. The station was, the general manager was fired. That started the whole thing. But the station was returned. The general manager was not returned. And in fact, an internal person was chosen. It was only a matter of time before Pacifica would come here. That was 18 months ago. What is happening now is a brilliant move in dividing the staff and the listeners. This is merely a distraction. The removal, the bringing back of any of the people that have lost their jobs, although it is a horrible thing, will not change the fact that there is a two-thirds majority on the national board that is interested in one thing only, a corporate takeover of our radio network. That is the point. The national board is in control, and only through pressure in the legal intervention and to remove them through those three lawsuits, which will be discussed later, there is little hope of stopping this illegal takeover. The democratization of the local and national boards will be successful, and supporting the election of the local advisory boards will create a model of accountability to the listener sponsors, because we are the owners of these of the Pacifica Foundation. Yay! Without us, there is no Pacifica, and that has been forgotten for much too long.
Amen to that.
The support of the lawsuits, I think, is one of the most important ways that we can support and to hold the board accountable. There will we have to democratize. We have to, when the lawsuits are the only successful move that we have here, because they will be held civilly and personally liable by the lawsuits. There are three listeners, one brought by the members of the local advisory board, and one brought by two national board members. And without legal intervention, all this is moot, because we have only two-thirds majority that can control the complete board, and they have the say. It doesn't matter what we want, they own the license. Mm-hmm. Only through getting rid of them are we going to be successful, and we have ways of doing that. Supporting the board, democratization, so something is in place when the legal, hopefully, I mean, I don't believe much in legal things either, but there really isn't much else. And I appreciate your listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just to let people know how we're foreseeing the breakdown for the next. We're going to have Janice K. Bryan speaking next. Followed by Bernard White. Followed by Grandpa Al Lewis. And then we're going to have time for 20 minutes of questioning, and then we'll get to the rest of the program.
Okay, first I have a statement from Sharan Louise Harper. She is not feeling well. This has been extremely hard on her.
Who sang this?
I did.
Dear friends, remember that our paramount goal is to keep free speech radio alive. Don't get caught up in distractions. Our cause is to continue to give voice to the voiceless and to defend the rights of all people everywhere. Thank you all for your support. Though I cannot be with you tonight in person, I am with you in love and in solidarity. Sharan Louise Harper. Okay, and my name is Janice K. Bryant. WBAI's wake-up call, and I've been banned from the station. I worked with the show nearly 6 years. Two listeners I've come to know over that time called me last night to offer their support. The first thing I told them is what I'm going to tell you now. You don't know what you've lost. You don't realize what has happened to you. I come from a place that doesn't have a BAI, and anybody here who's lived anywhere else understands what not having this station means. But something went on Friday night at 11:20 p.m. that could make a singular difference in our future. I think that when the new locks went on the doors at 120 Wall Street, 10th floor, our voices were compromised, and I believe that the actions taken by the current management have already begun to have a chilling effect on programming at WBAI. For instance, I have talked with colleagues who recently were putting shows together, and then they hesitated. They started considering that perhaps they would be kicked off the air because guests they had invited are community organizers and other persons who happen not to agree with the station's current management. Since when have we cared about management's opinion of the guests? Say what you will about the former manager, there never, ever was any fear that she would disapprove of program content. Most of the time, we didn't know what she thought, but we didn't care, and it didn't matter. The Atlantica part that's been playing over the last 2 weeks. I've been listening to the radio a lot lately. I haven't heard that part since last week. I asked and I was told that it is in the studio. So if somebody wants to play it, it's there. But I contend that folks are reluctant to play that part because they are afraid. People who work there are afraid they'll be fired. Others fear losing their shows, and I don't blame them.
Same.
I strongly urge everyone who has a WBAI job or program not to abandon it as some form of protest. To me, that would be counterproductive. If you have the airwaves, please keep them. Right now, tensions are high, and many statements are being made out of spite and in anger, and some simply are not accurate. Please, those of you here who are on the airwaves, stay at the station and be the ones who express rational opposition to what has happened. You're creative. I'm sure you can find a way. Free speech took a big hit Friday night. It's up to all of us on air and off to make sure that blow isn't fatal and that it doesn't happen again. Thank you for your love and support.
I just want to let you know this. There is a large amount of people out in the lobby. We are overflow capacity. I'm going to ask you, if you get tired and you want to stretch your legs, please go out and allow another person to rotate in. The guard has agreed that as many come out, he'll let that many in. So please remember we're working in this together. The other thing is I'm going to ask all the speakers, after you have finished here, would you please go out and address the people that are in the hallway because there is no speaker system out there. And we have to move along, and sometimes when we have to move along, sometimes it gets a little callous. We got to get to the business. So let us move along, and remember, we're going to demonstrate true democracy this evening.
Okay, coming up, we have another speaker. All right, how about that? Before moving on, I just wanted to confirm what Janice was telling you about the change of climate at the station. As a listener, I was listening all through the weekend. I couldn't understand. And I couldn't understand. Why the air sounded so tepid and why everyone seemed so cautious. And these are people I know, and they're people that I know feel very strongly, as I do. But when I arrived there Monday, I understood what the problem was. It was a very chilling atmosphere. It was a lot like the voting booths that had these big guys trying to deter people from voting. When I walked into the station Monday night, there were some guys there hanging around who I'd never seen before. I didn't know what their intentions were. And it was not a comfortable situation. So I had to assume that all the producers who had been there that weekend were under that influence and just didn't know how to respond in that on-the-ground situation. So I would ask that we be patient with each other and give us each a chance to assess and come to the airwaves when we're ready. Coming up, I'd like to introduce Ray LaForest. He's on the local advisory board. He's a local union leader and organizer, and he's going to be giving you some information about what's happening with the local LAV group.
Without contradicting anybody, I don't want to thank you for being here, but rather congratulate you for understanding the importance of being here. And even though it's cold, and we realize that our meeting is taking place under rather difficult circumstances, I'm very proud to see you here tonight. This is the largest meeting collective to be here that I've ever been a privilege to participate in. This is an important meeting. I would not be happy unless we at least clarify the issues at stake, the importance of this station, this Pacifica network, in our lives and our future. I believe that we should build on the organization that is existing already and transform it as quickly as possible into a fighting force that can fight and win this battle that is a battle to our interest. Now, we realize that 1,000 people is a rather difficult venue, a forum to resolve those issues. But this is what we have. This is our strength, and we should use it positively. I'm speaking to you now, both in my capacity as a listener, as a member of this community, somebody who has used BAI repeatedly in a vital fashion to further the struggle of the Haitian community, whether it has dealing with police brutality, immigration, information about situations such as the last election that we just witnessed. We didn't call it an election. That impact on us. We understand that with all its flaws, that BAI, as part of Pacifica, and indeed Pacifica itself, is a necessary, a vital institution that we have to maintain to continue this struggle. And I hope we can lay the basis for that victory tonight. I will read a brief statement that was issued by the local advisory board that met last night and issued that resolution rejecting the recent events. And I will read it. This addressed to Ms. Bessie Wash, Executive Director, Pacifica National Board. From Local Area Board, WBAI, New York, date December 26, 2000. Number one, we deplore the actions of the executive director in recent days, including the removal of general manager Valerie Venisler, without due process and consultation with the local advisory board. We see a disturbing pattern of increasingly undemocratic procedures and a straying from the original mission of the Pacifica Foundation. Number two, we demand the defiance of Bernard White and Sarah Hopper, Sharon Hopper, you can vote for that defense. And that the ban of any staff member believes it. Although we know from previous experience that this request will likely be ignored, we demand an immediate response to this resolution from the National Board regarding these important matters. So this is the feeling of the local board, which is the body representing the different constituencies. Thanks, sir. That made up the listenership of WBAI. We are with you with this struggle. This is our fight too, and we shall win.
Hi everybody again. I just want to introduce our next speaker, who is Bernard White. Pacifica in to remove a station manager. They chose not to listen and embarked on this journey that has brought us all together this night. Pacifica recklessly exploited some internal contradictions that we had inside the station, contradictions that we could have resolved internally. However, because of people's petty sense of vindictiveness and jealousy, they chose to move and at all speed to get their desires met. The staff, on several occasions, we've had several large meetings at the station where the staff, before this happened, where the staff requested that this not happen. And this group went ahead anyway and moved against the wishes of the majority of the staff, and I think you ought to know that. That I think that we have right now running the radio station someone who is loved by many in the community because they have done some good work, and I think we ought to recognize that. But we also ought to recognize that this right here is a bad move. Yeah. The place of WBAI in serious jeopardy. Since this precedent has been set, they can come at any point in the future and do it again. My termination without any explanation, which came at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Sharan's, which came 45 minutes later, and as well as Janice K. Bryan, which they won't let her inside of the station. They have decimated Wake Up Call, if you heard it. It's not a question of will they be changed. They've already been changed, and people have already been moved out of WBAI. So I'm proposing, in my
brief time here, that one of the things that we consider is that the person running WBAI right now is a Pacifica appointee, and that we have to get out Pacifica appointees and put in people that are picked by the community, by the paid, and all of them. By any way we can. We're going to sit down and figure out exactly how. I think that you already have an idea. I hear that many people... See, this is the dilemma that we face. Once this happens, people call up and they say they don't want us to pledge to the radio station. Then the real crisis occurs, because then the radio station can't meet its revenue. Then Pacifica comes in and says, well, look, you can't make the money that you need in order to stay alive, so we'll sell you. So that's what I mean about them putting us in this situation right now, because I know at the next fundraiser, it's going to be very, very difficult to raise any money, because the trust in the station is lost. That is the question that we'll have to resolve. This is a natural question that comes up as a result of what's been done to WBAI in the middle of the night. So, as I said, what we need to do is demand that this person is removed, that we come up with another process where we, as a staff, evaluate a station manager, that we begin to determine whether that station manager is doing what we want him or her to do for the radio station. And then if they're not, then we recommend their termination, and then we go out and look for somebody to do what it is we want them to do. But we do not ask Pacifica to step in here and take care of anything for us. So, it's very difficult because I'm not used to coming up talking about people, and I'm not going to talk about the trees too much. What I'm saying is that we really need to move, because I think one of the things that's being planned right now is that there's going to be a race car display where, it's so beautiful to see all of the faces of the people who listen to WBAI, because it is everyone who is interested in justice. And probably be played is the race card.
We have it already.
What are they going to do?
They played Amy. They said that Amy was Pacifica. They played Amy. They said the whole thing. The implication was that it was a white racist plot.
Okay.
And you too, Bernard, that you were part of the plot.
So we have to be aware of that. We also have to be aware of, as a staff, that there are people who are coming in as bodyguards for you, trees. We have to be aware of that also, because these groups. So we have to talk to these groups, the 100 Black Men in Law Enforcement, as well as folks from the United African Movement. We need to talk to them and let them know about just what's going on, because they're only hearing one side of the story. Okay, so I do want to thank you for coming out this evening, and hopefully we'll come out here with some kind of unified resolve. They didn't think that you would come together, but I'm glad that you did. So until next time.
Local 32 BJ for
now we're asking all the speakers, when they finish speaking here, to go outside and address, I've been told, several hundred people who are outside trying to get in. I think what they said here, but then we have a quorum on the outside as well. So the speakers, please, after a little time here, please go out and address the crowds that are outside as well. There's also room for about 30 or 40 more people up here on the stage. For all of you folks who always wanted to be on the stage, here's your chance. Also, just one more note, that there have been 5 people now banned from going to the station. Bernard, obviously, and Janice K. Bryan, Sharon Harper, Eileen Sutton, Shireen Roberts. So all these people are not allowed into the station, and as well as Valerie Van Isler. That you'll have to ask, go up to the station and ask him yourself. We're going to have 2 more speakers, and then we're going to have a talk, and then we're going to have interaction and questions, and then we're going to go to the second set. This is going to be a long evening, but we also want it to be an action evening, not only an information evening. We want both ends of it. So,
speaking of action, let us also make sure that those sign-in sheets, as they move to the rear, let's get some of those people that are on either end or in the back row. If you get a sheet, it's filled up, turn it over. If you run out of room, that person that has it, please bring that sheet up front, and you can deposit it right here on the table. Also, sooner or later, somewhere along the line, we're going to have to develop a situation where we can actually get a donation bucket, some form of donation. Oh, good, wonderful. See that, you BAI audience. Also, as a sidebar, I want to mention, remember, Saran was fired without notice or provocation. She, in particular, has a situation that's going to have to be dealt with by the people that love her, because she is dealing with some personal circumstances that may make it difficult for her to go in any other direction. So that's going to come up a little later, and I want you to be prepared for it. Also, there's something else that I know I'm forgetting, and I hope nobody swings, but I will come back to that. Don't forget, websites, www.wbai.org. Information, www.wbai.net. www.savepacifica.net. And as we go through the evening, we'll give out hotlines, etc., so that you can plug in. And please do not forget that information is like love. It means nothing until you give it away. So make sure that you become an ambassador tonight with this information. We're going to get phone numbers too. I just don't have them in my head, so, you caught me. But let me bring up someone right now that's also going to give you some information. Remember, we do not need fair weather friends. We need people who stand on principle and circumstance do not move them, all right? Your philosophy is important, and this guy's philosophy is important. Put your hands together for Grandpa!
We will win! Short history lesson. At KPFA, in spite of the fact that 2 people were not rehired, Larry Bensky, who put in 31 years there, and Nicole Sawaya, who was the general manager, we must understand that the National Board had their ass kicked in Berkeley. For 50 years, the general office of Pacifica was in Berkeley. They had to run behind the walls in Washington, D.C. with their tails between their legs. And I want to tell you, it was not the staff, it was not the volunteers, it was the community that did it. And that is what we have to do here. registration of 10,000 people, politicians said, I don't know if they're Democrats, Republicans, or radicals, but those are voters. And what is going on? The natives are getting restless. And so they demanded answers. And the state legislature in California demanded answers, and they ran. They've gotten a little wiser now. They're still stupid. They are not going to lock anybody out because that backfired on them. But we have the one thing that we always talk about on the radio. Talk is key. This is a community station, listener supported. Well, it's about time the community that we have supported for 40 years comes to the aid of the station. Saturday, but I am not going to talk about Toms and Jemimas and Chupacabras. I will do that Saturday. It's information, not innuendos, not insults. We have a board, a community radio, listener supported. Who is on the board? The national board that gives, that dictates, it don't matter which Aunt Jemima. Mary Frances Berry, who was a government employee the first time I met her, I told her that. Bessie Walsh, another one. Who is on the board? A man from Citicorp, which has a history this long of redlining. We have housing shows. We fight for tenants' rights. And this is on the board. We have a man who specializes in selling radio stations. Is that what we, the audience, are about?
No!
We have a man on the board who is with a law firm that specializes in keeping establishments and unions union-free. A strike-breaker! If this is what we are about,
no.
I have a suggested list. 1 minute. Somebody please tell me. First, I have to tell you that the William Moses Council Fund for Social Justice, which we have been in the forefront, fighting the Rockefeller mandatory minimum drug laws, supports us. I want to tell you that the Madison brothers support us, sent me a message of support. I do prisoner work. My wife does prisoner work. I've been barred from the prisons like people have been barred from WBAI. Why isn't Herman Ferguson on the board?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why isn't Sister Free Jean, who fights to eliminate the death penalty? Why isn't he on the board? Why isn't Danny Glover on the board? Why isn't Alex Davis, who's a game? Member Hart, who knows what a government oppression is. I just want to say one thing about government oppression. I've been here since 5 o'clock, waiting outside. I can stand the cold. One of my great-great grandmothers cohabitated with a polar bear. Doesn't bother me. A young man came up and talked to me. He was from Turkey. I want to tell you an incident. On Christmas Day, Amy's number one assistant went to the station. They were going to do a program on the prisoners in Turkey. Horrible. They're on a hunger strike. They may die. She was going to interview them. They set up the interview. She went up to the station. They wouldn't let her in. She said, please, I have to call them. It's at great risk to their lives that they're giving this interview. After each last, she said, you can't get in. She yelled, you trees came to the front door and said, did you put in for overtime? You didn't. Get up. She called the guard downstairs and they escorted her out of the building. I want you to know that along with Israel, Turkey gets the most military support from the United States. This is a government takeover. I'm telling you this. You have to wake up. It's not a personality. Free speech, with all her verbiage, is not even smart enough to know that she's being used. Thank you.
Within any organization, but the general trends, what we must keep focused on.
The reality is that the Pacifica Network is the most valuable asset that the left in America has. Yes. Materially, and in terms of the people that are connected to that network throughout the nation. The reality is that the Pacifica Network still, especially WBAI and KPFA, set the agenda, raise the issues that no one else wants to raise, and have a power and a force far beyond the listenership and the numbers and amount of dollars that come in. So that, of course, at some point or another, in the gradual corporatization and expansion and concentration of the means of communication, there had to be a move against the Pacifica Network. And it came gradually when this board grabbed control, and now it is trying to snuff out any form of independent, community-related, radical dissent within the network and therefore in American society. We've got to understand that, and we've got to be clear, because listen, I worked with Patrice Lee for 5 years. I had immense respect for her. I've always respected her until Saturday night, when my respect for her ended. She would allow herself, for her own particular reason, and I do agree with what someone else is, that she's being used, but she's also using the position of good for her man. And that she would participate in this, I've lost all respect for her. This can be won, but it will take a big fight, because they're using all of the internal contradictions that exist here and at any station. We're going to have to be in this for the long haul. I think that one goal I'd like to see the concerned friends of WBAI raise more money than the Pledge campaign for WBAI. WBAI does in the next Pledge campaign, that everyone here has to go out into every organization that you know, that you're involved with, explain the issue to them, get them to take a position, send it in, because we've got to spread the word. You can't assume that just because there are 1,000 people here that most people in the city understand, or even all the listeners understand what's going on. So you all have to become emissaries, organizers, and get out to every organization that you can and get them involved. And we've got to have, you know, some clear structure. We've got to be able to support the people who have taken the brunt of this attack. I mean, the idea that Bernard White, after all of the years of dedication and commitment, a person who has paid his dues in the community and at that radio station. See, because you have to understand one thing. Organizations, social movements, and institutions are all built by people, by human beings, with all of their frailties and all of their problems. It's people with their sweat and blood who build organizations and institutions. And the clearest sign that the people who are involved in this are up to no good is the snake-like, serpentine, and scurvy way that they are treating human beings that they have worked with for years. We don't treat any human being. I think we not only have to treat Bernard, but have to treat Bernard. We just have to see how they treat the people that they have worked with for years, with no sense of dignity, no sense of respect. And that is the key sign of a pig. When you I think is going to be achieved is when that whole board is removed and by everyone who participated, all the members of the board who are in the majority and who are perpetuating these atrocities, but that and when the people who have been most directly involved in this latest escapade are run out.
Grandfather.
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 Grandfather. Okay, is there anybody here who has not signed the sign-up sheet yet?
I think that's
raise your hands if you have not signed the sign-up sheet. Right, there are a couple over here. People who have, where is the money box? One back there, where's the other one? One here. Well, this isn't going to get around very quick, so I'm going to try to take the prerogative here and ask people to start passing up money. I'm serious. If you're in the back, just pass the money forward. People here, we trust each other.